This morning we'd like to look in the book of Psalms, 119th chapter, and I'd like to read a few verses starting at verse 1, Psalms 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Thinking about this thought, blessed, and how that the Lord said, or the Scriptures here say, blessed are the undefiled in the way, that walk who walk in the law of the Lord. And blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. Just thinking this morning about how the Lord wants to bless our lives, and I believe the life of a Christian is a blessed life. Yes. If we live sincerely, if we live honestly, walking in the statutes of the Lord, and we have that heart's desire to serve Him and please Him, that life is blessed in so many ways. And it gives us an advantage in life. The Scriptures do. I believe this morning the Scriptures are true. I believe they're right. And I believe they're a guide to us. And they'll bless our lives if we take heed to the Scriptures and follow the Scriptures. I believe they will be a real blessing to us down the road. I was thinking about this verse also. He said, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. You know, to a Christian, there's a song that we sing also. It says, who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God. None in creation as happy as He, washed and redeemed in the blood. You know, you and I can be free this morning. You and I can be at liberty in the Lord. You and I can have God's blessings in our heart and in our lives. And I think about when I look over my life, I feel like I've been blessed in so many ways. But it's been the blessing of the Lord in my life. It's not been my own ability. It's not been my own strength. But it's just the goodness of God that's been extended to me in my life. And I've been a partaker of many of the benefits that God gives. And I'm not ashamed of that this morning. You know, we don't have to be ashamed this morning. I know the world goes completely contrary and they look down and many times will ridicule a child of God for believing in Jesus and putting his life in the Lord's hands and consecrating. That looks so foreign and contrary to the world. But you know, I don't have anything to be ashamed of this morning. I don't have anything to be ashamed of. I've had God's life and His blessings in my heart. I'm not ashamed of so many things. And I believe that's what the Lord wants us. If we'll follow Him, we don't have to be ashamed. And it builds a good life. It builds a life that's conducive for strength and for happiness and for success in life and to be able to finish a good course. The Scriptures do that. The Lord has that for us. But if people, you know, they go their own way and they try to do it their own, by their own thoughts and by their own ideas and what they think, it doesn't work out that way. It doesn't turn out successful. It ends in shame. You know, many times people, if you go very deep into their life, you go beyond the exterior and get to the heart issues. Many people today are ashamed. Sin brings shame. It brings guilt. It brings condemnation. And he said here, "Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all of thy commandments." There's a blessing that comes when we follow God and we have a heart that reaches out, "Lord, I, with the prayer, write your word on the table of my heart, write it in my mind, write it in my spirit. Help me, Lord, to keep your word and keep your commandments and your ways and your thoughts." But he said, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart." You won't go wrong by seeking God with all of your heart. It's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of energy when you seek God with all of your heart, because the Lord will reward that, and he'll honor that, and he'll give us a good life for that. I was thinking about also the scripture where Jesus talked about the wise man that built his house upon the rock. And that's so true to life today. What we build and what we're building in our lives, what we allow, the choices that we make. You know, the wise man, he said he heard the sayings and he did them. And that's like building his house upon the rock. And I guess we heard some of that in Sunday school. But he heard the Lord's word and he believed the word and he followed that word. And he built that way. He built his life on that. And the foolish man didn't do that. The foolish man, he just built upon the sand. He didn't really reverence God. He didn't really reverence the word of the Lord to the point to where he was willing to build his life with it and around it and with those types of materials. And you know, the stream, that scripture, when you think about it, so true to life. The stream came, the storms came. And they will in life. It's a guarantee. No question. There's going to come some storms. They're going to beat against the house that you have built, the life that you've built, where you've been building. And the man that didn't build his house upon the rock, he built it on the sand. To me, that represents just building it on popular opinion and the way the majority is going and the way the majority lives. That's building your house on the sand. But the wise man, he took time and he built his house upon the rock. And you know, when the storm has come and when it's gone, you'll be glad that you built on the rock. You'll begin to recognize, "Lord, thank you. Thank you that the house is able to stand by your grace and strength." Not too long ago, I saw a house that was aerated concrete. They built it with aerated concrete, and it was in California. And wildfire came through. And all the houses on the picture, they had it was a kind of a news clip, and this happened several years back, but they had it on a picture. All the houses around it were just burnt down. There was nothing but the pad left. But this one house that was made out of concrete, it stood. It was right there. In the big old subdivision, there was houses that used to be right on each side, front of it and behind it, just all around it. And it was the only one that was left standing. You know, when you look out and you see all the other houses that have fallen, and you see all the trouble and the heartache and the stress and the trouble of life, it makes you thankful. Lord, thank you for the rock. Thank you for talking to my heart. Thank you for helping me to be willing to give my heart and my life to you and to serve you when all those other houses and those other storms have come and gone. You know, another thing that's came to me, the scriptures that talked about God is not mocked. I want to get that scripture, I believe, in Galatians. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of different beliefs, a lot of different ideas in life, a lot of different philosophies that people use to build. But I want to get this scripture, Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 7th verse. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I want to get that point this morning. God is not mocked. His Word is true. His Word is faithful. He says here, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. You know, it may look like some people are faring pretty well living in a life of sin. It may look like, from the surface, it may look like things are working out for them. It may look like they're kind of got the world by the tail, you might say. They may have plenty of money. They may be enjoying a lot of the fleshly things of life that the world has to offer. They may look like they've got the world by the tail, so to speak. But I want us to remember this morning that God is not mocked. There are warnings in the Scripture against the world, against living after the world, against following in the world, and against going in with the ways of the world. There's many scriptural warnings against that. And I want to say, God is not mocked this morning. There will come a time, there is a price tag that come with these things. There's a price tag that comes by sowing to the flesh, by following the ways of the world and living after the world. You know, it talked about, you remember Abraham's nephew Lot, how he pitched his tent toward Sodom. You know, he pitched his tent in the direction of the world. He got close to the world. And then pretty soon he ended up right in the world. He ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah, sinful place, sinful city. But it started out where he just pitched his tent in that direction. It looked good over there. You know, when you read those scriptures there in Genesis, it said he lifted up his eyes and he saw the plain. He said it was well watered over there. It looked good. I believe it said one of the gardens of, kind of like in Egypt, a fruitful, looked good over there in that spot. But it was towards the world. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah had a reputation. It was a wicked place, wicked city. And he pitched his tent in that direction. And pretty soon he ended up. You know, we want to be careful. We want there to be some barriers. We want there to be some things that we do and we don't do. I don't want to just fit in with everything that the world does and everything that the world promotes. And I want there to be a separation. I want there to be a difference in my life. Because I know there needs to be. The Scriptures are very clear. They bear that out. And I want to say God is not mocked. There will come a time when a price has to be paid. There will come a time when the consequences start rolling in. The penalty that comes. There comes a time when the house falls. And what I've been building all these years just crumbles down to the ground in nothingness. Because I failed to build on the solid rock. Over and over. God's Word is not mocked. Not too long ago I heard a guy on I don't know if you heard it, it was on the news. He came against, it was at a high school public speaking deal, and he just openly derided the Scripture and openly derided Bible teachings and different things in public to these public, and a lot of the Christian young people got up and walked out. And I thought, how arrogant. There's going to come a time when God's Word, it's not going to be mocked. There comes a price tag. Lord, help us today to be careful. Help us to be watchful. Help us to be diligent, not to get too close to the world, not to allow the world to begin to pull me in and suck me in into its influences, into its environment, into its ways. And I began to lose a sense of danger. I began to lose a sense of the importance of God's Word and what it really says and what it means to us this morning. There is danger of that. Lord, help us. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, the reaping part of it is the tough part. It's kind of easy to cast out some seeds recklessly. The older I've gotten, the more I've realized that many people are paying the price of what they did in sin in their past. There's a penalty. There's a price tag that comes along with disobedience to God, disobedience to His Word. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Law of sowing and reaping. You put good seed out there, you'll get a good harvest back. But if you sow bad seed, and it's not like you sow seed out there and then all of a sudden there it is. You plant seeds in a garden, it takes time. You know, they get water and they get the warmth of the sun and they begin to grow and they begin to mature and then you get the fruit. You know, sometimes it's not really always quite evident at the very first what is sown. But in time, God is not mocked. And it begins to bloom out more and more, and the fruit begins to grow on it. And then the reaping part of it. That's the part we don't want to forget about. That's the part that takes a long time. That's the difficult area of it. The sowing, sometimes that can go and come, but the reaping of it. You know, there's things that we do that affect us for the rest of our life, isn't it? You know, it just seems like that, throw that pond, that little pebble out there on the water, and it just ripples out and ripples out and ripples out. And that's the way our lives are. Our lives have an influence. We want it to be a good influence. We want it to be an influence for God. We want it to be an influence of sowing, and here he mentioned here, he that soweth to the Spirit. We want it to be the Spirit of God rippling out from our lives, because they affect, you know, as much as we don't like to acknowledge it, or we don't think about it that much, but our lives really affect one another. And they affect families. And they affect friends. You know, they watch you. People are looking on, aren't they? They see what we laugh at. They see what we say. They're pondering all these things. And they take it in. Sometimes it doesn't look like it, but it has an effect. Our conversations, the way we conduct our business, whether we're totally honest and upright or whether we're a little shady, people pick up on that. It would be better to lose and suffer, to be totally honest and upright. It'd be better to suffer loss than to go away and thinking that they think I'm shady and underhanded, because people are watching our lives all the time. All the time. Anytime we're around somebody. I remember one time being somebody that wasn't living for the Lord. We were just at a family get-together, and they mentioned someone about a family member, and I kind of chuckled about it, and they looked at me and said, "Oh, you shouldn't have laughed about that." And it just really caught me. I thought, "Whoa." And they checked me on it right there. He said, "Oh, you shouldn't have laughed about that." Our lives are being watched. Jokes, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good. There's nothing wrong with laughing. I believe laughter is a good thing, but we want it to be a good joke, not something that's tainted and not good and not clean. Lord, help us today to keep Thy statutes. Blessed are they. You know, and I think about you young people that are living for the Lord and giving your life to the Lord. It's a beautiful to me. Keep on. Keep on. Stay in there. Don't give up. Don't ever get discouraged and ask yourself, is it worth it? Because it is. It is worth it. You're sowing good things. If you have respect to the Lord and to His Word, and you have a reverence for that, it's going to build something good in your heart and your life that God can bless now and in days that are ahead. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, that's one thing I get from the Scriptures, from the Bible. It's not, the Scriptures are not just a, it's not just a philosophy of man. It's not just a good idea for us to live by, and if we don't, it's okay. That's not the way it is. It's the law of the Lord. And if we vary from it, we pay a price for it. But if we follow it, and we give ourselves to it, and we ask the Lord to help us to be obedient to it, and we follow after it, then we can have a good thing, and it produces fruit. It doesn't matter. We can go to any country on the face of the earth today, and I can show you and read these Scriptures, blessed are the undefiled. I can take you and show you lives that are upright, that are holy, that have regard to God's Word and God's commandment, and they're blessed. It works in every time. It works in every culture, in every generation, the Word of the Lord. And that lets me know that it's not man. And it's not just man's philosophies. And not just man, something man's propping up. But it's just like the laws of nature. He said, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Don't be weary in well-doing. That's what he said here. Don't get weary in doing what's right. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, here's that time again. For in due season, when that fruit begins to bear fruit, it says, we shall reap if we faint not. There's a harvest time that comes. Let's be encouraged this morning. Who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God? There's another song that talks about, you might have to help me on that. Tell me not of the roses that sting, coiled under roses of pride. How's that verse go? Tell me not. No, tell me not of the something, the roses, the pleasure. Tell me not of the pleasures that sting, coiled under roses of pride. Only the holy and innocent sing out of a bosom where pleasures abide. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to have our sins forgiven, to have our conscience cleared, you know, and you're able to face people without any guilt, without any condemnation, because you've been doing right, you've been living the law of the Lord, you've been honest and upright, and you can look them in the eye, shake their hand. You don't have to be ashamed. And that's what he said there in Psalms. I will not be ashamed when I keep thy commandments. We don't have to be ashamed. We can lift up our eyes if we've been faithful to keep the Lord and sowing to the Spirit. I believe the Christian life this morning, and I believe I'm talking to an audience that's been persuaded of this, but I just want to encourage us this morning. It does bless us. God's blessing